most of my work has been in the Great Lakes region in Africa, which is essentially Rwanda, Burundi, Congo, Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, South Sudan, and Sudan. And I think, as most people are aware, that's been an area that's seen a lot of conflict and violence. I think with the exception of Tanzania, all the countries in that region have generated refugees or internally displaced persons in large numbers since independence. But it's also important to remember that they've all also hosted tens, if not hundreds of thousands of refugees as well. Just to sort of put it in this historical context, in addition to post-colonial violence that erupted in a number of those countries, a very pivotal moment, I guess, in the region's more recent history was the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. And really the genocide and the aftershocks that it generated not only led to conflict and displacement on a massive scale, as the sort of interconnectedness of the different countries in the region became very apparent, but its repercussions continue to be felt today throughout the region and beyond. So although stability has been either, if you like, retained or restored in much of the region, we still have ongoing conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. There was the outbreak of civil war in South Sudan in December 2013, and a growing political crisis in Burundi, which has led to over 300,000 people being displaced. These situations all reveal the region's ongoing vulnerability. So as a result of this, there are hundreds of thousands of people throughout the region who've either remained displaced, some for decades, with no solutions in sight, or have been relatively recently re-displaced or displaced for the first time. So there are these sort of cycles, if you like, of conflict that seem to be very hard to break.